Hello, and welcome to another podcast of Nauka Bezgranitz, Learning Without Borders. Today, I'll be your host, Bjelan Ackman, and we'll be talking about Australia. Australia, the land down under. It's called the land down under because it is located in the southern hemisphere. It is the sixth largest country in the world, and it's also a continent. It also has some of the oldest land, geologically speaking, currently on planet Earth. And its weather can be quite extreme. For example, its fire danger system doesn't stop at extreme. It begins at low moderate, the next rating is high, then very high, then severe, then extreme, and finally catastrophic. Brush fires in the outback are a serious danger. They're a hazard to farmers, wildlife, and infrastructure. Also, of the 10 most poisonous arachnids on the planet, an arachnid is a spider. Australia has 9. To be more precise, it has 9 of the most poisonous spiders. There are very few snakes, however, probably because the spiders killed them all. It's very important that you check inside your boots before putting them on. Also check under toilet seats and generally anywhere you might find a spider. A stick is a good idea. I don't know about you, but I'm not too keen on living in a country where I can let my kids out in the backyard and one of them can be fatally bitten by something crawling in the brush. Let's move on to some basics about Australia. Australians use the name outback for the inland regions of their country. Probably why the interior of the country is so unspoiled is because it's useful for very little besides what it's already doing. So, in a sense, it's protected from development. As you approach the center of Australia, you may find mining camps and cattle ranches, which are called cattle stations or sheep stations. The cattle stations can be very large. One of them is almost twice as large as the state of Delaware in the United States. Let's have some fun with some of the differences between standard international English and Australian English. For example, if you want to say it's a hot day, an Australian might say, "What a stinker of a day." Or if you want to say, "Have a look," they might say, "Take a squiz at this." If something's lost and can't be found, Australians will say, "It's gone walkabout." Walkabout is something that Australians, both Aboriginals and European Australians, both might do. And walkabout simply means when you've had enough of work or stress, you simply start walking into the bush. Now, you had better know what you're doing and how to survive in the outback, because if you don't, it's going to be a short walk. But Aboriginals have been known to go walkabout for months at a time, simply existing by themselves, exploring the land, and generally having a very peaceful, quiet time. Coming back to some vocabulary differences between standard international English and Australian English, if you want to say it's dead or it doesn't work, you may say it's corked it. Or if you want to say what a surprise, you might say struth. Australians love barbecues. In a typical small town in Australia, you might find a store which sells nothing but barbecues. And there will be about 70 models. Compare that with your own selection of barbecues at a local store, and I think you'll see quite a difference. Here's another few differences between American English and Australian English. this is not standard international English, because, for example, in the UK, what we call a pullover in American English is called a sweater. And in Australian English, it's called a jumper. And in American English, you might say countryside. In Australian, you would say the bush. In American, you might say cotton candy, but in Australian, you would say fairy floss. Finally, what Americans call ketchup, Australians call tomato sauce. I don't know about you, but tomato sauce sounds delightful. That's it for this edition of Nauka Bez Granic, Learning Without Borders. We'll be back with part 2 of Australia.